Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry, and my co-host is Don Big Daddy
Pagan. Hey, Chuck, I can hear you.
You can hear me now, can't you, brother?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Hey, Don, first of all, I want to thank you. You did something really cool and probably was a little pulled on your heartstrings a little bit. Not that you're that kind of tender guy, but the recently a lifelong collection you donated.
Yes, I did. I started collecting butterflies and moths and insects when I was in the 10th grade. I've always been kind of liking them, but my high school biology teacher got me into the proper way of spreading them and mounting them and everything. And from 1968 all the way up to this year, even, I've been collecting from all over. And I donated it to the Ohio State University Triple Horn Insect Collection.
That's pretty
place.
Cool.
Yeah, I went up and, I had three big boxes full of them, taking it up there, and it's like, hard to get rid of them because there's a lot of history in there. I mean, I was out in the swamps of Georgia collecting. I was in Texas collecting, Florida collecting. And I even donated one that my brother Dan sent me home in an envelope from Vietnam.
Wow.
So, and of course, it didn't have legs.
How many insects in all do you think was in the total collection? Did you?
It wasn't overly huge because I went for the more showy butterflies and moths. So, I'm going to say I had 75 butterflies, probably 50 moths, and the one Cecropia moth, which is a giant silk moth, had a 7 to 8 inch wingspan.
Wow.
On it. It more like a bird, it looked like, when it was flying around. We used to go out as kids on Maysville Avenue with our butterfly nets at nighttime collecting. We got a lot of hoots and hollers and ridicule and sissy boys and all that stuff, but didn't matter to me. And as far as just insects, I had a beetle that I got in Greeley Hall when I was in the Army in teletype equipment repair, a unicorn beetle. It's about, I don't know, I know nobody can see you, but it's about that big.
Silver dollar size, bigger?
Oh, yeah.
Bigger, yeah.
Yeah, there was probably...
So what was their reaction when you donated? I'm just curious. They probably was pretty excited, huh?
Yeah, the only thing that they were disappointed in is you're supposed to put down the date you've collected them and where and all that stuff, and I did not do that.
Right.
And, of course, the collection's not going to stay together. They're going to cannibalize it, put it wherever they need the specimens. But, again... like I explained to my brother and to my wife, it's like, you know, when I croak, they're just going to go into trash because nobody's going to want them. So I just soon have it go to the Ohio University, and they put it in all these little boxes with the specimens of the different species, and I'm going to make a trip back up there. And I can tell you what date and where I caught every one of those. But I can't tell you the day. I can tell you the year and the month, but I can't tell you the day.
There you go. Well, again, thank you. I'm sure that was well received and appreciated, and very, very generous for you to do that. It's a lifelong work there. Hey, we had the close of deer season, gun deer season, and quite a few deer were taken. Nearly 73,000 deer were checked in during Ohio's week-long gun week season. And you've got the top 10 and a little information about what was going on there.
Yeah, I do. As far as deer gun season is concerned, number one county was Coshocton with 2,576. It was up from 2,325. Tuscarora came in second with 2,335, up from 2,045. Muskingum came in third with 2,328. Up from 2,112. Knox County came in fourth with 1,965, up from 1,942. Ashtabula came in. Oops, I got them out of order. Knox isn't fourth.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, Knox will be sixth. Ashtabula is fourth, and Guernsey's fifth, and Knox is sixth. But Ashtabula has 2,094, up from 1,946. Guernsey, 2014, up from 1885. Licking County came in seventh at 1789, up from 1609. Carroll County came in at 1733, up from 1494. Holmes County came in at 1592, up from 1484. And Athens County got squeezed out by one deer. It came in 10th with 1591, up from 1377. Most counties were up. As far as the totals to date, archery season and gun season, Coshocton is first with 5130, Tuscarawas second, 4369. Muskingum County came in third place there with 4153. Ashtabula came in fourth, 3952. Licking at 3874. Knox with 3673. Guernsey seventh at 3651. Holmes County came in eighth with 3,260. Carroll County came in ninth with 2,954. Athens came in 2,926. Fayette was the least harvest with only 289. That was a total of 145,358 deer taken during and that's up to December 5th. For the totals.
Wow.
But for gun season, you're right. It was, what, 72,000 and 900 or something like that?
72,814.
Yeah, and that's up from 66,758. So.
But here's the thing people don't realize. Ohio was ranked fifth overall for resident hunters. So you take the per capita and you say, okay, for every 100 people or every 1,000 people, X amount of people purchase hunting license. We're fifth in the nation for that. But here's the number people should understand about hunters. Here's what they did. Hunting has more than a $853 million economic impact during hunting season through the sale of equipment, fuel, food, lodging, and more, according to the National Shooting Sport Foundation. So when those folks come in from out of town or out of state, they bring some money with them.
And that's a big thing because I'll tell you what, a lot of places depend on that deer gun week. It helps them out. It boosts their business.
Yeah, it does. And it really makes a difference for I know of one of our sponsors. I would say they have a pretty good business all year. But what really keeps them going and growing is the fact that deer season comes and deer processing really gives a shot into their arm and they're able to purchase that new equipment and pay Christmas bonuses and all that stuff like that. So,
and buy calendars from the NRA.
And there you go.
Dale, if you're listening, I'll be seeing you.
I'm surprised I forgot to stop there.
Anyways. Yeah, yeah.
But, well, folks, we're going to take a break and pay a few bills. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Chris Gilkey. He is a wildlife officer in Meigs County. And made the journey up here to talk about a new program that the state is kicking off. So not a real big secret, but I think we're one of the first ones to get to talk about it a little bit. So
that'll be interesting.
It'll be interesting. Well, folks, we're going to let our sponsors have a chance to holler at you. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.